I've been quite clear from the outset. The decision to expand the ultra low emission zone was a difficult one. It wasn't a decision I took lightly, but it's the right one. I'm simply unwilling to delay, water down, or step back from this vital policy to expand the ULEZ. Why? Because it's been shown to save lives, protect children's lungs, and tackle the climate emergencies. But I continue to listen, and that's why I'm announcing this massive expansion today of the scrappage scheme. In January, I was focusing on the lowest income families, the smallest businesses, those that employ the less than 10. In June, I expanded the scheme so that every single Londoner who receives child benefit would receive support. The good news is we still have £60 million left over in the scrappage scheme. I'm topping that up with another £50 million. So no Londoner with a non-compliant car or a non-compliant motorbike will be left behind. But also businesses have been lobbying me for more support. And so we're expanding the scheme for businesses up to £21,000 and for charities up to £27,000. And I'll carry on listening.
You're talking about listening.
Look, Keir Starmer, all Londoners, wants to see clean air in our city, wants to see action to tackle the climate emergencies, but also wants to make sure that everyone receives the support they might need. The good news is we know that as a result of our policies, the amount of cars in inner London now compliant is 97%. In outer London, on an average day, the number of cars seen driving that are compliant are 9 out of 10. So the good news actually is most Londoners have a compliant vehicle. The small majority that don't, who may not have received help previously, will now receive help from today.
But explicitly, has Keir Starmer asked you to do this?
Well, a lot of Londoners have been raising concerns in relation to the scrappage scheme. Of course, that includes Keir as well as others. And we've listened from when I first announced the policy in November in relation to targeting support towards those who need it the most. And as we're able to expand it more, expanding it more.
Sounds like he has. So why isn't the scheme's extension? Why isn't it retrospective?
Well, look, what we've been trying to do is to make sure that we tackle the issues of relation to air pollution and climate emergency with the limited resources we have. What we're saying to the government is, you rightly have provided resources to clean air zones around the country, from Bristol to Birmingham, from Manchester to Portsmouth, and I welcome that support to those clean air zones. What about London's clean air zone? That's why what the government's got to do is provide us with the support so we can help even more Londoners. What I can't do is go back to 2017 when I first embarked down this road. The T-charge, which is the precursor to ULEZ, began in 2017. The ULEZ in Central London began in 2019. The expansion to inner London in 2021. The expansion from August the 29th. During the course of that journey over the last 7 years, we have been saving lives, protecting children's lungs, tackling the climate emergency. Without any support from the government, had we had support from the government, we could give more support.
It's not too late. Thousands of people have already traded in.
Oh, this is really important to recognise that any delay of this policy, any watering down, any stepping back leads to more premature deaths, it leads to children with stunted lungs forever, it leads to adults with a whole host of health issues from asthma to cancer, from dementia to heart disease. I'm quite clear, we want to tackle air pollution, we want to tackle the climate emergency. We're doing it with one hand tied behind our back because no support from the government. We're still going to carry on. What we're doing today is making sure that no Londoner with a non-compliant car, no Londoner with an uncompliant motorbike, no business that's got more than one van that needs support, no charity with more than one minibus that needs support will be left behind.
But Steve Tuttle has said that this remains totally inadequate and far too late. He says you're out of touch with Londoners.
Well, I'm clearly going to make sure that we help more Londoners over the course of the next few weeks and months and years whilst I'm the mayor, having policies that tackle both issues of air pollution and climate issue. It can't be right that in outer London you are more likely to suffer from a respiratory issue than you are in central and inner London. It can't be right that the 10 boroughs with the biggest number of premature deaths are all in outer London. It can't be right that when you look at the top 30 GPs with the largest amount of patients with respiratory issues, 24 of the 30 are in outer London. 4,000 premature deaths a year can't be right. Children stunted lungs can't be right. Because of our policies, 4 million Londoners are breathing clean air in London. What about the 5 million in outer London?
Do you regret not extending this scrappage scheme?
Listen, I regret the fact that we've got a government that doesn't appear to care about tackling climate emergency and air pollution. I regret that we lost elections in 2010, 2015, 2017, 2019, which means we've had a Tory government with his head in the sand when it comes to tackling the climate emergency and tackling air pollution. I regret that Sunak thinks it's okay to, you know, ditch policies that are there to tackle air pollution and climate emergency. I'm quite clear, though, that in London, we're not going to, you know, put our head in the sands. I think it'll be dereliction of duty not to take action in relation to air pollution and the climate emergency. But just imagine what we could do with the government on the side of Londoners. Imagine what we could do with the government determined to tackle climate emergency and air pollution. Around the globe, we've seen governments be bold and be brave, just not in our country.
But on a personal level, do you feel that you've made mistakes in any way?
Well, I don't think it's been a day when I've been a politician. I've been a politician since 1994, where I've gone to bed and I thought that's been a perfect day. And I suspect over the next 5 years as mayor, there won't be a day where I go to bed and think that's been a perfect day. What's really important, though, is I continue to listen to Londoners. I've been listening to Londoners who voted for me in record numbers in 2016 to clean up the area in our city. I've been listening to Londoners who voted for me in 2021 in record numbers to clean up further the area in our city in London and tackle the climate emergencies, and I'll carry on listening.
And finally, if I may, were you surprised by the level of dissatisfaction with this?
Listen, the decision to expand the ULIS wasn't an easy one. It was a very difficult one for me to make. It wasn't a decision I took lightly, but it's really important to understand what the evidence says. And I'm unwilling to delay, to water down, or to step back from these urgent health policies, these urgent green policies, which is what ULEZ is about. This policy is going to be saving lives further. This policy is going to be protecting children's lungs further, and this policy will make even more progress in tackling the climate emergency.